Well, build my gallows and build them high. Makes a long time climbing before I die. I want the chance that's built in his eye. Well, he gave me balls, but I can see between to a dusty yard and a long gone green. They call that freedom, if you know what I mean. And I drown my sorrows, but the whiskey's gone.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Quick Bang. I'm Matty. I'm joined tonight by Jimmy, John, and Stephen. How are you doing, guys?
Good,
I wish I could say I was all right, but I'd be lying, to be honest.
We'll come to that in a minute. Eh? Right, Jimmy, I'll give you first shout. What the hell happened today, mate?
Shambles, mate. Just a shambles. There was nothing for the first minute. To the 90th minute, that you could say, well, he played well, he didn't play well, it was just a shambles, mate. It was just a complete shambles. Now, I'm not going to out any players in particular, but the poor wee laddie, the centre half, you know, he was out of his depth.
Yank.
I just felt that there was a mistake. I watched Hanlon all the time saying to him, his poor laddie was on his debut. It wasn't just him, Matty. The whole midfield, Scott Allen, we've all screamed about Scott Allen, how good he is. The first half, he was just, they should have just taken him off. And listen, in the second half, when they did take him off and they put James Scott on, Jesus Christ. I would have taken him back. I would have taken him off and put Gullen on.
You said that in the WhatsApp group, didn't you?
What has that lad got to do to get a chance? Matty, Macy should have. I mean, he kind of get beat for there for the first goal.
You think? I thought it was a real bad effort. I didn't rate Ickie Clark, but I thought he just put the right amount of bend on it to take it round the keeper. I thought it was quite a good finish. But again, the defence made it easy for him.
Matty,
just stood off
him.
Five defenders.
When the Clark hit the ball.
Aye, that's a shambles.
Listen, we spoke earlier about the Ross County and Livingston game a year and a half ago or whenever it was. And that was exactly the same thing. That was just the exact. There was nothing. We were not going to score. That was it. It was one of the days. I'll come back to you later on about how I think it's happened.
Okay. Right, John, what about you? What was your take on the game, mate?
I hadn't even out the night before. That couldn't even pass a ball right to each other. I was like, every time I was just passing it, I was going awkward. We were shite, we weren't even, it was like a throw in front of dugouts. Scott Allen going to get the ball, he just stood there and didn't deny the ball, he just nipped in and took it. Listen, credit where credit's due, right for the off, Dundee United came out and he took the game to us.
Aye.
Yeah. I tipped Dundee United to get relegated under Cam Coates, but I tell you what, that boy's worked a miracle at Dundee United. They were in their faces, they closed us down, they're putting in the tackles, they had their fans on their back, giving them everything. When we had a spell for 2 minutes, and then one of the boys just came in and nailed them, took the ball out, their crowd's up cheering, getting, you can feel the passion coming through their fans. Eh? Our fans are sitting on their arses doing fuck all. There was no atmosphere really, and I'm not saying the atmosphere plays a big part in the game, but I think when you start off shite and the crowd's on our back, then the United fans are on back in their fans, I'd take to be a player in that park, eh? But I just think we were brutal today. We never showed up. And again, credit when it's due to the United, they were up for it and we couldn't rise to the occasion. We did not too bad under pressure. We held off for a while, and then when they got that first goal, I was just like, oh, here we go, right before half time today. And that's a kick in the balls. If you got to half time, you say to yourself, right, we've got a chance in the second half, but when they scored that goal, you're like, we're not winning this. No way.
I said it 1-0, said to Josh just after half time, we're going to win this 2-1. And then about 2 minutes after I said that, he scored the second one. I was like, I think we're going to win this 2-1 anymore. Stephen, thanks for joining us tonight. And, do you want to get your YouTube channel we plug while we're there? Where can folk find your videos, mate?
Aye, if you had a wee look on YouTube, just look for Murraymunter 75. That's where you'll find me there. I'm in the process of uploading a video, and I'm just obviously talking about the disaster that was the day. So it should be very colourful, to be fair. I hope.
Good stuff. And what did you make of the game then? What do you think went wrong? What was behind it?
I'm just going to echo what the boys are saying there. You know, for the first whistle to the last, we just won at the races. I have to say, one of the big problems I knew, if we'd seen the team today, we wouldn't have got to win. I mean, whether or not, I mean, I didn't think it was going to be 3-0. I didn't even think the most optimistic Dundee United fan would say that they would be coming to Easter Road and absolutely spanking us 3-0. But you see the team, you see Nisbet up on his own. Nisbet is not a striker that can be up there on his own. No. He can't lead the line. We are missing Christian Deutsch big time. And I'm not trying to be funny. You know, I'm the same as I think probably 95% of the support right now. I'm really starting to... Kevin Nisbet is really starting to get on my goat right now, because it's just, like, listen, any striker can have a bad game. Any striker can have a poor touch in a game. Any striker can have a poor game, bad runny form. It goes with the territory, right? That's just what happens. But the difference between a lot of strikers and what Kevin Nisbet's doing just now is... his attitude is absolutely rotten.
Yeah.
There was a great example, and I don't know if you boys have picked it up, right? There was an example of this in the second half. Chris Cadden's banging down the right-hand side. Nisbet points to where he wants the ball to go. Cadden floats the ball in. It was a decent ball. I'm not going to say it wasn't a good ball. And because it wasn't where Nisbet wanted that, he fucking stopped.
That's right. Yeah.
Cadden's going absolutely fucking ratchet. I'm saying...
All right.
Ken, fucking, you pointed to where you wanted the ball. Mm. I put it in there and you didn't move.
Yeah.
And this went on, I'm not exaggerating, this went on for a good couple of minutes. Ken, just the two of them, and I actually think Cadden fucking go really just to point, well, nah, fuck you, I'm not pointing the ball at you, because whether, you know, I'm not playing it to your feet all the time. It's impossible to go through the whole game like that. You get the ball floated into you, make a fucking effort. And I'm sorry, I echo what Jimmy said there. You take Scott Allen off at half-time. Now, Scott Allen in the first half, absolute bomb scare. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to sit and defend him. He was a bomb scare. Bring James Scott on. That was like playing with a man down. I do not understand what this boy brings to the team. How fucking... Was it Hull that paid over £1 million for him? Aye. Hull were robbed, by the way, a fucking £1 million. Because, I'm sorry, that is just no... He's not a centre forward. He's not a striker. He's hardly even a football player. And I'm being really harsh saying that, or I think I'm being really harsh saying that. But it didn't work. Anything and everything that could have went wrong for us today went wrong. And it went wrong very early. One thing as well, I want to say, I completely get what John said as well about the Dundee United manager. See the thing today that really impressed me with him? Ken, how many times have you been to Easter Road and there's managers that come for the likes of your Dundee United, Dundee, fucking St Mirren, and everybody like that, and when they score a goal, their manager goes absolutely rage up and down the touchline. Aye? Him the day, first, second, third goal, not a bit of movement, hands in his pockets as if they say, Ken, what? My boys are doing what I've told them to do. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, do you know what? Your attitude's fucking spot on, mate.
Because I watched them, obviously, when he was the Celtic manager, I used to watch the Glens quite a lot. And he was the manager of Celtic, but he gave the Glens a good steal when it blew out. And when he took the Dundee United job, I thought, that's a big step up, like, from Celtic to that. But he's proved what he's done. I mean, Dundee United, I've seen somewhere before today's game, they scored, like, 5 goals or something in 7 games or something. I can't mind. They've only been winning, like, 1-0. And then today, they could have had probably more than 3. They were...
I'd agree with that.
I'm sitting there watching one.
Doug's going rage in the background.
You're not showing at the highlights, are you?
So, Stephen, it's interesting what you're saying about Nisbet, right? And that kind of playing for himself type thing, because Jack Ross called that out in his post-match interview as well. No specific to Nisbet, but he says about selfish. He says he called the team selfish and lazy, and said they deserved all the criticism. What do you think of that? Those words from Jack Ross, Jimmy.
Well, let me. I want to go back a fortnight ago, okay? If you didn't mind, and against Sevco, right? He came out with a statement that you could see why the referee made a decision. He sent Portsmouth off, right? Jack Ross should never have said a single word. He came out on Friday at his press conference where he backed Portsmouth to the hilt, mm-hmm. right? Too late. Hibs as a football club and Jack Ross as a manager should have went right after that game, called out Gerrard, called out the referees, called out every single pundit that slated Portsmouth. Now, if you're a football player in that dressing room, it's taken 2 weeks for him to make another statement. I'm not quite sure that what he says was has worked well with the team. I really didn't mind. I'm not great to love Jack Ross. I'll give him his due. He talks well and he's fantastic that way. But you know, it's taken him 2 weeks to come out with that statement about Poachers being abused and Rangers this and Rangers that. And
but do you think have had those conversations in private with the players, though, Jimmy? Like, you know, not necessarily coming out in the press. Do you think he'll have had those conversations in private?
Well, if he has, then it's probably no worse, son.
Whatever he did, didn't work anyway. Like,
Matty, listen, we've seen that today. That was, I was on this on the podcast after the St. Johnstone game last year, and I said to you, I think he's lost the dressing room. And I'll stand by that, right? There's something not quite right with Jack Ross and the players. Now, I can't put my... I just find it strange that after that game, Sevco game, where he came out, well, I can see why the referees gave the decision, and then a fortnight later, because we did international last week, he's went about Portsmouth, how he stands by him, and which is brilliant, but 2 weeks. He should have been on that instead of fucking saying, well, I can see why the referee gave a decision. Him and the club should have went, by the way, fucking Gerrard shouldn't he be saying what he's saying. We should be gone. The referee's a prick.
Aye.
Everything
what,
is
what would say though, Jimmy. In the context, though, right, so what Jack Ross said about the... Okay, we're covering old ground, right? We'll come back to Dundee right in a wee second, but the whole thing that he said when he was talking about Portsmouth's tackle, and he made the comment about there's one angle where I can see where the referee's given it, right? He also goes on to say, for me, it's not a foul. I don't think he's done anything wrong. It's a fair challenge. Right. So if you take the one bit out, it says, Ken, he's said that he's given the referee a decision to make. He did though. Like he watched the replays yet, and there's loads of said. Okay, there's one angle of that challenge of Poaches that looked like a shocker, and then the rest of the angles you go, that's fuck all wrong with it. He's played the ball. Jack Ross just said what he saw, like, and he said he backed Poaches at the time and said it's not a foul. I don't think it's a foul.
Does anybody see the red card? Well, what should have been a red card in their game today?
The Rebo one. I just say seen it on
the same player. No, well, honestly, mate, get on to Twitter or Facebook or whatever and have a look at it, right? Because the wider it is, Aribo's high, he's over the ball, he makes contact with the man. So in any other game in the world, that's a red card and he's off.
But we have to remember, though.
And because it seems to be Rangers, I'm sorry, listen, And I've not done a video on this on the channel or anything like that, because whenever I say things like this, people jump on me and say, oh, it's just because it's Rangers. And I've had a lot of shit to deal with that in the past. It's not about that. If you look at the amount of times Hibs have played Rangers, especially in the last couple of years, we have had big decisions go against us. Joe Neil getting kicked in the head at Ibrox. Ryan Porteous getting a goal chalked off that shouldn't have been, I think, in the same game. Two red cards for Ryan Porteous by the same referee, by the way, who's also a Rangers youth coach, just putting that in there. And then, you know, as I say, all these decisions, big, massive decisions, go against us. And I'm not trying to be funny or anything like that, right? Scottish football is rotten. It's rotten to the core. And unfortunately, at the top of that, you've got Rangers and Celtic. And they're the ones who believe that the SFA and the powers that be have got the agenda against them. Against them. And we're the ones that have got to put up with this shit and week in, week out. I mean, come on.
Stephen.
Well, two things, but Hunter, before we go any further, Jimmy, so this is about Hibs Dundee United, right? It's the first thing. I can't take the point, right? But that's not really, we've covered that last week. The other thing is, the boys kicked a jambo, so fair fucks, that's a yellow card at worst, right?
You know what? I'm quite happy that fucking Ayr's got an equaliser, because, Ken, what? These bastards through there, we'll talk about Hibs and Dundee United, eh?
Hibs and Dundee United. Aye, let's go to that. Right, so, it was like a shocking performance. Oh, and John, tactically, do you think it's on... Do you think Jack Ross got it wrong tactically today? And if so, what was it that he got wrong?
Honest, I can't really blame Jack Ross. He's put that team on paper, looked really good. And he's put that team out to go out there to win the game. But the players couldn't pass the ball. I think, I was like, fuck me. They're putting the ball. And I say, they're putting it in. Dundee United were getting it quicker than the Hibs players. They're putting it out, and then I'm going out for a throw out. I was just like, fuck me, they couldn't even get the basics right. And maybe Jack Ross has got a wee bit today, but I can't put that performance on him. He's got a team out there, and they've let, not only have they let him down, but they've let the fans down massively. And that was horrendous performance. And I think the biggest problem at Hibs right now has been the recruitment. Because when you look at our bench today, you say to yourself, fuck me, who's coming on to change the game? Listen, I'm not a fan. I was a fan of Gogic this year. I'm not a big fan of him as such. But you could have bought him on the day and he wouldn't have done a difference. We were horrendous. Now, I like Jamie Gillan. I think if you give him an opportunity in the team and give him a run, he'll prove how good he can be. He will work. He will do the dirty work. Nisbet, fucking, I'll take fucking 50 pence for him to get him the fuck at the club. I'm sorry, but he's a lazy bastard in the way. And I didn't want that in my club. I want players that are going to come in. If you can't play for the badge and give everything, fuck off at the club. And I'm pissed off. To me, Martin Boyle, he was getting fucking kicked about again. But then Dundee had that. That's their plan.
Take turns on him, eh?
Aye. You're kicking. Fuck him. And he's like, well, hey, it worked. They stopped him. Every time he got near the ball, you're taking him down. They're taking one for the... That boy took one for the team and got booked. But I just think there's players at that club. I think some of the mentality's not right with them. And I think Kevin Nisbet's had his head turned, £3 million bid this, that. Well, Ken, what? Fuck off. Yeah. He is a lazy bastard, that. Again, with Deutsch, Nisbet is fantastic. But he's fucking lazy. And I'm sorry, we can't, we've got a not very strong team in our bench, and we need players that are going to go on that park and give everything until we get the recruitment sorted out, right?
So one thing, so Stephen, you mentioned about the Nisbet not being able to play up top on his own, right? Mm. So, if we're saying the system's wrong for getting the best out of that player, is it right at the same time to then slate the player for it?
See, I mean, I agree completely that I think Nisbet's a lazy bastard. There's no getting away from that. Ken, he is a lazy player. I just think that comes with his game. I don't think any manager is going to be able to change that, regardless of what team he plays for, be it Hibs, if he wants to go down to the Championship down in England, then at the end of the day, fair enough, right? I agree on the one hand, and I do agree with John in a lot of ways that, you know, that team, fair enough, you could have went out today, on another day, it might have been a different result. The system didn't work today, right? again, questions need to be asked then. If the system's not working, do we then put the blame back onto the manager? Is it the players for just not dealing with what they're doing, what they need to be, sorry. Is it the players not doing what they're told? Is it a breakup of communication between the players and the manager? Is it a case of the manager doesn't have the players don't have full confidence in him? You know, there's 101 questions that really need to be asked right now. I agree completely with John as well, saying that the recruitment at Hibs is at least the last two windows has been pretty poor. Granted, Ken, didn't get me wrong, tying Boyle down to a long-term deal, good. Ken, opening contract talks with Porteous and winners, but fine, that's all fine. You know, keep your assets. That's all about, that's the good thing about being at a football club, trying to keep their assets. But nobody's got to try and tell me that our recruitment in terms of bringing in, especially this window, has been good. Didn't get me wrong, we've got the lad coming in for America in January, but, you know, we've got loads of games between now and January in there as well. On top of that, Doig being out till Christmas, Ken, there's a lot of games in there as well. And by that point, the season could be over. You know? I mean, we're talking about a bad performance today, but it's not just today. It was a poor game against St Mirren when we turned it round. It was a poor game against St Johnstone when we got a very fluky penalty. You know, we turned up a wee bit for the Rangers game. We got slated due to that. Fine, fair enough. We played with a really good draw at Tynecastle, but that was a good draw for both teams. Do you know what I mean? But what Hibs are doing just now, I didn't understand. In the back of my mind, I'm thinking to myself, how can we go for a back four last season that didn't concede a headed goal or the whole season? That's fact, by the way. We did not concede a headed goal the whole season.
In the league.
This season, we are losing goals right, left and centre from cross balls for guys not picking up their men, for guys just getting free runs in the penalty box. I didn't understand the change in both seasons. It's, you know, the guys who we have in the defence just now are the same players we had last season. So they can't all go from being good players one season to bad players the next. We're no learning for mistakes. No. And that's the most frustrating thing about the whole thing. We are not learning for our mistakes.
John, you had your hand up there, you were coming.
Just to say, the rumour is Jack Ross gave Mafia a list of players that he wanted in. Now, don't get me wrong, we've brought in a couple of players, they've done all right. But if he's gave the guy players to go and get, and he's never done that, now you've got to ask why. Is that why that's not happened? And then in the window, we go for McGrath at St Mirren. You wait to the last hour to go in and get a player. How fucking, and then we couldn't get him because we couldn't get the paperwork in the time. Well, how did that happen? You've got to ask questions. Why is this happening?
It was the same way it happened. Louis McGrath had a deal that was going on. He was going down south, and that fell through at the last minute. And Hibs stepped in and tried to get him, but he wasn't available for us to get him. And we'd inquired, he wasn't available, and it was when that deal fell down. So you either try to get him and hope he could get it through in time, or you just go, fuck it, it's too late, we'll no bother trying. And maybe if Hibs hadn't bothered trying, nobody would have slated them for it. But the fact is, we tried, it just didn't happen. So
I'm not too sure about the recruitment side, because what Hibs, like this afternoon and probably the last three games, we've missed McGuinness.
Aye.
Quite simple. There is nobody for the midfield, and you can go Doyle Hayes, Joe Newell, Murphy, Scott Allen. It took Murphy the second half to beat a man. Cadden couldn't beat a man. We had five players in that midfield that probably just didn't go into the box. And you've got Nisbet sat standing himself. We're missing McGuinness big time. So the recruitment side, okay, we'll get Muller in, we'll get the laddie for Wraith Rovers, but
aye.
I think January.
These
players, John, the Newells, the Murphys, Jake Doyle Hayes, you know, they just weren't it the day. And fortunately, that was
the thing I noticed. See, when we were on the attack, we were trying to walk the ball in, pass. I was like, fucking hit a shot. You're sitting up and you're sitting in the stand You see it, and you see it, and he's like, fucking shoot. Just belt it. Oh, we'll try and
John,
belt it.
John, how many, when this, especially the second half, Murphy's got past, he's actually beat a man, got to the byline, he's knocked it back.
There was nobody there. But if you see an opportunity, I've always believed it. If you see an opportunity to have a shot and goal, take it. You'll get an own goal, a penalty. You can score the deflection. If you see an opportunity to hit a shot, because they're not going to expect us to hit a shot.
Exactly.
I'm unbelievable. If you see an opportunity to take one, take it. There were some chances in the second half. No, the first half.
John, there wasn't any chances in the first half, son.
I think we took about 40 minutes before we had a shot. That got deflected wide, didn't it? Eh? That's how bad we were.
We're trying to hit shots, but we're only hitting them. It's like we're trying to pass it and hit it. It's like, just fucking weather the hang, man. Have a shot. I think we're next week, and that's what the scope of the game is today. So, well, they go beat. So, no, no, written all over it, by the way. It's just about to wrap up here.
Aberdeen got beat 2-1 for Dundee the next day, and all sorts of trouble. We play them next. Jimmy, just the final words, then we'll get a prediction for next weekend. What do you think it'll be?
Oh, Christ. Cheers, mate. Listen, I think we're certainly better away from home, so I think it's about time we gave Gullen a wee chance. And, John, you're quite right in this, but he's just, as much as I like him as a football player, his head's no Hibs at the moment, so his head's been turned. He has to play until January, so
the thing is,
drop him. I'll go 1-0, Matty.
Win 1-0.
I'll go 1-0.
John, what about you? What's the score prediction for Saturday?
I'm going to go 2-1 Aberdeen. I think I'll sneak it. Honestly, I think this has got, they're needing a kick in the arse to get themselves going, and I reckon they'll get a win, are they?
And Stephen, what about you?
It's going to go, of course, with any game, it's going to go one way or the other. I couldn't call it now. We all know what kind of shit Aberdeen's in just now. And, you know, we're not that much on the day, we're not that much better. But it would just be them, and it would just be Scott Brown to turn in a performance next week, and they would probably just go away and sneak it 1-0. Obviously, I didn't want that to happen. I would love it to be a 1-0 win for Hibs next week, but I couldn't call it. As I say, I think the game's got 0-0 written all over it, or either team could sneak a 1-0.
Fair dues. Okay, thanks for joining us, guys. Thanks for tuning in, folks. We'll be back with the Long Bangers on Monday night. We'll pick the bones out of the game a bit more, and then Short Bangers on Thursday. Until then, take it easy.
Well, they trailed me down when I broke free. I drank all the whiskey in Tennessee.